Hi, my name is Mason.
My name is Marcus, and we are 15 years old.
Today is November 25th, 2018, and we are recording this from Delavan, Wisconsin. We are recording our mom, Rachel DePorter.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
I grew up with an older sister and a younger brother in the 1980s. We were each other's best friends. I grew up in an era where there were no cell phones, laptops, or computers in the house. If I wanted to hang out with our friends, I would have to call them on a landline telephone. My favorite times were riding bikes all over town with my friends. We would ride to a place called Starin Park and meet up with a whole gang of friends and play basketball and tag until dark. My parents never worried about me as they knew I'd be home by dark, just in time for supper. We always ate supper as a family when I grew up too. Our family very rarely went out to dinner. If we did, it was considered a treat for me. After supper, my friends and I would meet up again and play a game called Ghost in the Graveyard until my curfew, which was 8 o'clock on the weekdays and 10 o'clock on the weekends. I wish we could go back to that era of no cell phones or internet so kids can be kids and not always depend on an electronic device.
Tell me the story of how you met Dad.
Dad and I were high school sweethearts. We both attended Whitewater High School, and we started dating the summer going into my junior year, and it was the summer of his senior year. My mom and my husband's dad actually kind of set our first date up. My mom told me if I didn't call him that she was going to ground me, and his dad actually told him if he called me, he would give him $20. I was the one who actually called him first, but he was going to call me the same day, as when I called him, he asked me to go to a water ski show. From that point on, we were inseparable. I believe it was love at first sight for me. We have been together for 25 years now.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
The advice that I would give to my teenage self is to not take my parents for granted. As a teenager, I thought I knew everything, but in fact, I didn't. Everything that my parents did for me, good or bad, was for my best interests. I also would tell my teenage self to study more, take school and my grades more seriously than I did. If I did that, college would have been a lot easier for me.
Where were you during 9/11?
I remember the 9/11 attack like it was yesterday. It was a sunny Tuesday day, and I headed to work like I usually had on a Tuesday morning. I work in an elementary office as a secretary. My coworker and I were listening to the radio, and all of a sudden, the music was interrupted by the radio host stating that a plane just hit one of the Twin Towers in New York. Both my coworker and I looked at one another with awe, and then we heard the radio host say the plane just hit the second tower. Immediately, the principal turned on the TV and we watched a horrific scene that was happening in New York. I had a really sick feeling in my stomach as I knew this was no mistake. We were getting attacked. I immediately called my husband to inform him, and I was in tears as this was so traumatic and scary for me. It felt like a nightmare to me. I had to pull myself together as I needed to act normal for our elementary kids. We didn't want them to know what was going on because we didn't want them to panic and be scared. We wanted their parents to tell them the traumatic news for themselves. I remember a lot of parents did actually come to pick up their kids for that day. From the 9/11 day, the world has never been and will not ever be the same.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mom.